This is an Aero News Touch and Go from May 1st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. It's turning out to be a roller coaster week for general aviation. Yesterday, we had to share the bad news that the Massachusetts House of Representatives had voted to remove the state's five-year-old sales tax exemption on aircraft sales, parts, and maintenance. There's better news today, thanks in large part to the efforts of the Florida Aviation Trades Association and the AOPA. The Florida House has passed Bill 1379, which would allow out-of-state aircraft owners to visit Florida with their planes for up to 21 days a year and an additional 20 days for maintenance without becoming subject to the state's use tax. While it's not perfect, it's a great improvement over the current situation, in which a single overnight stay could subject owners to a surprise tax bill equal to as much as 6% of the aircraft's value. And then there's the user fee battle in Congress. Yesterday, we reported Senate Bill 1300 looked like it might pass this week without any user fees on general aviation. But the Office of Management and Budget now warns the Bush administration will veto any FAA funding plan that includes limits on the Department of Transportation's ability to impose caps on traffic and that doesn't include a move toward user fees on general aviation. As a practical matter, the threat of a veto could either put permanent FAA reauthorization on hold until the next president takes office or encourage proponents of user fees to try harder. Stay tuned. United Airlines, which was jilted when Continental Airlines didn't show up at the consolidation altar, is now reportedly in final negotiations for a merger with U.S. Airways. The United chapter of the Airline Pilots Association has gone on record saying that merger would be a really bad idea. Captain Steve Wallach, who's chairman of the United Master Executive Council of the Airline Pilots Association, observes, quote, "While United has its own problems and issues, U.S. Airways' problems run even deeper," unquote. The union notes that U.S. Airways significantly trails other legacy carriers in generating cash flow and consistently ranks at or near the very bottom of customer satisfaction indices. Wallach says that's due in large part to unresolved issues regarding integration of the workforce following the merger between U.S. Airways and America West. Wallach recommends United should take a page from Continental and turn its attention inward, develop a plan to replace outdated aircraft, and work on reducing its expenses. He says the airline already has labor costs among the lowest in the industry, but other costs, not including fuel, are among the highest. If there's a recession underway, somebody forgot to tell Garmin. The company says it enjoyed a record first quarter, with revenue of $664 million, and that's up 35% from last year's Q1. If you assumed that Garmin's hugely successful avionics line led the way, you'd be wrong. Believe it or not, despite a 19% increase in revenue over last year, avionics posted the smallest improvement within the company for the first quarter. Marine products were up 30% and mobile and automotive products 43%. Dr. Min Kao, chairman and CEO, managed to remain low-key. Quote, "While the first quarter is typically our slowest quarter, we were nonetheless able to achieve healthy growth in each of our business segments and each geographic area," unquote. You can track down the company's full report at Garmin.com. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Airbus warns more A380 challenges lie ahead. Dreamliner supplier Vought Aircraft Industries says it's back on track. And Oregon NIMBYs fight a new helicopter school at Salem. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Dr. Kurt Barnhart, professor and head of the aviation department at Kansas State University at Salina. We'll talk about the school's new relationship with Mesaba Airlines. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.